The Hidden Note Podcast, Dog Days of Podcasting Edition, for August the 23rd, 2012. Writing wrap-up, I worked a little bit on a blog post today, my pre-Dragon Con blog post. I usually do it a month or two ahead of the con, but this week I guess it's happening the week of, so cool. Quick thoughts before we get to the story. One, so there's that tropical storm / Hurricane Isaac out there in the Gulf, or Caribbean, or whatever. Looks like it might be heading this way. That's kind of spooky, scary, not good. If it gets to us, it'll probably be here about Monday or Tuesday, so it's not going to affect Dragon Con, probably, but it's not sounding like it's going to be fun. You know what I mean? So, second thing, I listened to an audiobook today, The Stainless Steel Mouse by Harry Harrison, and that was pretty cool. I think I'm going to write a blog post about it soon, one of my normal reviews. And it was a lot of fun, though. I might even do an audio version of it, we'll see. So, on with the adventure. Thursday. Well, if you're here, you've maybe made one, maybe two choices by now. Just remember, if Thursday's not your day, and you're supposed to go to Friday or Tuesday, maybe you should continue on that road, just to make sure you don't miss out on what you have going for you right now. But if Thursday is your day, well, here we go. You grasp the blue stone, the sounds of shouting, screaming, and something wet starts to fade from your senses. The heat seems to drain away as a cold wind caresses your skin. You stand to look down at your former friend and his fate and feel no pity, remorse, or anger. Your vision passes to the idol, and its face of calm apathy mirrors your own. A few shouts come from below, and you look to see Alfashion pointing up at you. The sacrificial knife in her hand glows blue where Trevor's blood coats it. With the binding complete and your acceptance of the stone, you move over the side of the bridge and fall slowly to the ritual altar below. A few cultists attempt to grasp you, but they are dissolved into stellar dust as their reality halts with your presence. Alfajan looks at you with wide-eyed horror, but it doesn't concern you. The gathering group waits your next action, but you feel no need to act. They are aware of your presence in this form you inhabit. Alfashion is the first to bend to her knees, and the rest of the cult follows. In the coming years, you become a local legend, and you bring a certain semblance of peace to the region, if only through inaction and passive intimidation. You have become immortal, but spend eternity as a passive observer. The end. Wow. That went pretty far. There's still one day left, though. What would happen if you grabbed that redstone? I wonder. I wonder what fate would hold for you there. Until then, have a good night.